You can't choose your family, but like it or not, you're tied to them. You start to become them. All the things that used to annoy you as a kid, you start to become. I had a massive argument with my parents, well, my mom and my stepdad, when I was a kid about turning lights off. Why do I need to turn lights off? I'll just give you the 5p. What a little cunt. Now, of course, you know, lights left on, maddening. Turn off the lights, kids. Do you know every single light in this house is on? Yeah, Dad, it's so we can see things. You little cunt. Oh, Mum and Dad, why are you splitting up? You become your parents. I look like my dad. I'm becoming my dad. Just leave me alone to watch the snooker. That's my dad. I turn the lights off because I'm falling asleep halfway through the snooker. That's my dad. I've got the same beard as my dad. The beard I said as a kid I never have. And there's this moment in your 40s where you and your dad, or you and your parent, are the same. You look the same, you act the same. And this is when the bond, the family ties, are at its tightest. And also, the most brittle. As you realise that the time is coming nearer and nearer to take over, you have become them so they can move on. At the very moment when missing them will be the most painful. Because you realise that all the things you saw as a kid that you thought were flaws, you have those flaws too now. Maybe slightly different, but flaws all the same. What they were doing when you were a kid was just their best. Their very best. With everything that life can throw at you. I remember so clearly a moment when my dad was exactly my age and I was my son's age. My dad used to smoke all the time, chain smoke, and it was horrible. And I knew it was killing him. And he was by the window, doing that thing that smokers do when they stand by the window. Guaranteeing they are in the breeziest bit of the room so the smoke really gushes back in and fills the room with stench. And I was on the floor and I looked up at him and I said, Dad, can you please stop smoking? And he said, last one, promise. I said, no, Dad, not just now. Can you stop smoking altogether, please? A bit annoyed, like, shut up, you little cunt. And he said, why? And I said, because it's killing you, Dad. I don't want you to die. I look back at that moment and think, that was me at my most cunty. More than switching lights off, more than anything. Because here was something that was so hard to control as an adult, and I was seeing it through such a naive lens. Please stop. I don't want you to die. So I cringe when I think about that. But I hope he remembers those words. Because as I look at my face in the mirror, and see his. Those are the words I'm saying in my head, as well as the following. Leave the lights on. Please, God, leave the lights on.